Joining us now, we have Chella Quint and John Rennie. I'm not going to lie, I am intimidated by these contestants. John is the former editor-in-chief of Scientific American. Chella went to England to study Shakespeare and ended up becoming a citizen. So based on that, geniuses, I need to ask you this question. Do you watch any part of the Real Housewives franchise?
No.
I have a wife, and yes. So the answer, therefore, is yes. I see almost all of it.
Oh.
Wait, but I have a wife, too. But,
okay.
But I don't watch that show.
Okay. This game is called Real Housewives of Greek Mythology. If the fearsome, powerful women of ancient Greek mythology were to walk amongst us today, what would they do? They would appear on a reality show, of course. In this challenge, I will provide an imagined on-camera quote, and you tell us the Greek mythological figure that may have said it. And note, these include goddesses and other female characters. Sounds fun. They call me the goddess of love, but don't make me bring on the hate. I was born in seafoam, and I'll drown you in haterade if I have to. John.
Aphrodite.
Yeah, yes. You got that. Already, the Housewives is paying off for you.
A little bit.
Listen, it's no secret my husband Hades isn't the life of the party. I've even heard some girls call him dead behind my back. But after spending 6 months each year in the underworld, I rave like a rock star during my 6 months above ground. Chella.
Persephone?
Yes, of course.
Hey.
People underestimate me. I'm not just some farm girl hick who got to Mount Olympus by running the harvest. I control the seasons, too. And if you cross me, you're going to be living in a frosty winter all year long. Chella.
Hestia?
I'm sorry.
Demeter.
Yes, that is correct.
Mother of Persephone.
John, well done. My twin brother is into the arts, but I was born for the hunt. Any man who questions my maidenhood will find themselves on the wrong end of my bow and arrow. John.
Artemis.
That is correct. You kind of said that like a Greek god yourself. You're like, Artemis!
I see her as sort of one of the Jersey housewives of Greek mythology, so.
Yes. Oprah would call her a toxic friend. That is right. You may have heard about my husband's affairs, but all of those trollops kept quiet after I got through with them. Zeus might be the king of the gods, but I make the rules at home. John.
Hera.
Hera, that is right.
I'd just like to say that really, a lot of years spent watching Xena, Warrior Princess, are actually paying off tremendously well for me now.
And believe it or not, I never watched that.
It's funny how we come to this highbrow stuff from different avenues, right? Totally, I'm with you. People hear Earth Mother and they think they can walk all over me. But my kids are Cyclops and Titans. So if I can manage them, then take your best shot, ladies. Chella.
Gaia.
You got that one, yes. This is your final question. I've got wings, and there's no limit to how high I can fly. These women think they can bring me down. Well, I'm the goddess of victory, so I hope they enjoy the stink of defeat. Chella.
Nike.
Nike is correct. John Chinesky.
Well, contestant that is going to go down in history today is John. Congratulations, John. You won that one.
Congratulations, John. That was a tight game. You'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Congratulations. Thank you so much, Chella.
This is called Venus.
Goddess on the mountaintop, burning like a silver flame, summit of beauty in love. Venus was her name. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire at your desire.